concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Techno Land? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me. For all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call, jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
WRCT, the inside from way out.
Folks, glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call, jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
This is why I ordered Defense Minister and Chief of General Staff to put Russian Army deterrence forces on high combat alert.
Vladimir Putin.
WRCT, the in sound from way out.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we're joined by John Burroughs, the former executive director of the Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy, to talk about the danger of nuclear weapons today.
This is probably the most important discussion we'll ever have on Law and Disorder. Listen in.
And we're also joined by Professor Bruce Franklin, who is an expert on the Cold War, who will discuss parallels between the Cuban Missile Crisis and the present Russia-Ukraine crisis.
Bruce Franklin lived through the entire Cold War. He was active protesting the Cuban Missile Crisis. His thoughts are extremely valuable to put everything in context when it comes to the crisis in the Ukraine.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I am attorney Marjorie Cohn, professor emerita at Thomas Jefferson School of Law and regular columnist for truthout.org. The United States of America was the first and has since been the only country to use nuclear weapons. In 1945, at the end of World War II, the U.S. bombed Hiroshima and days later bombed Nagasaki, exterminating several hundred thousand people. The bomb was used twice to intimidate the Russians, even as the United States knew that Japan wanted peace. The United States has embarked on a $1.5 trillion project to upgrade its nuclear arsenal. It has developed the capacity to fire these weapons so that they are delivered across oceans in a matter of minutes, with all of the frightening implications. The prestigious Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has a doomsday clock. The minute hand on the clock has been steadily advancing and is now only 100 seconds to midnight. Because of their devastating civilian killing capacity, the use of or threat to use these weapons is largely unlawful. Unlike the Paris Climate Agreement, which set goals for the reduction of fossil fuels, there are no targets for the express reduction of nuclear weapons, nor have countries' efforts to reach such targets been assessed. We have no global process for the elimination of nuclear weapons. We speak today with attorney John Burroughs. He is the former executive director, now senior analyst, of the Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy. LCNP was founded in 1981 as an association of lawyers and legal scholars who engage in research and advocacy in support of the elimination of nuclear weapons. The Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy serves as the United Nations Office of the International Association of Lawyers Against Nuclear Arms. John Burroughs has represented LCNP in Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty review proceedings and in negotiations on the treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons. We are delighted to have with us today John Burroughs, one of the leading experts on nuclear weapons. Welcome to Law and Disorder, John.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the danger we face and what we can do about it. What would nuclear war mean?
At the end of World War II, two small bombs devastated two medium-sized cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. During the Cold War, it was sort of part of popular culture that there could be an all-out devastation of the globe, essentially. Well, both of those two things still remain possible today.
John, what's the current state of U.S.-Russian nuclear arms control, and how might the Ukrainian crisis affect that, and what are the U.S. plans for upgrading its arsenal?
Right now, there is just one agreement controlling the U.S. and Russian nuclear arms. That is the New START agreement, which